746, Sports Radio 610. It's time of the show now to talk to our good friend. And he is the bell cow for Fox Sports right now.
Did you hear his comments?
No.
He and Greg Hill?
No.
Said that there's some trouble in Aggieland.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Coach Slocum?
Coach Slocum.
On a TV?
On a television.
So Coach
Greg Hill said, yeah, there's some trouble in Aggieland right
now.
No way.
Yeah. Coach Slocum on a television.
Well, now they're pot bangers all of a sudden.
Uh-huh. Well, it's brought to you by Gordon Richardson and Associates. It's our version. It's Coach Slocum on a mobile. Coach Slocum on a mobile, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Did you see Coach Slocum on a television?
Well, we had a good TV show last week. You know, Greg Hill, he's always finely tuned to what's going on everywhere in college football. And once again, he made some great points, and he just stated the obvious that if we were up there still running the Gulf Coast offense and then had the wrecking crew back, you know, it wouldn't have been a 77 number. You know, I think last two times we were up there, the scores were 51-7 and then 31-10. So, you know, we keep it a lot closer, a lot more respectable, you know, back in my day.
Well, let's face it, though, Coach. You beat Oklahoma 1 year. You leave, and then the next year lose 77-0. Is that a coincidence? I think not.
Well, John, I think you're correct. I don't think you can switch from the complicated system that we are running and run Coach Fran's offense, you know, where he tries to balance. He's got a thing called balance where he wants the same as rushing as he does passing. I mean, it's crazy stuff, and it may be oversimplified for the kids, but unfortunately, you know, Oklahoma, they've got to face Baylor this week. So, I mean, you think you can beat up on some guys, and then you got to turn around each week in the Big 12, and then here comes Baylor.
That's right. Well, didn't they have some balance, though, last week, Coach? They had 42. Am I right? 52 total yards.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have 26 rushing and 26 passing?
Well, exactly. I think they did a great job. And people have been talking about Bob Stoops running it up and Bob Stoops that. Look, I think he deprived our kids in the fourth quarter. I mean, he deprived the kick returner and the A&M punter some chances to get some more stats. And he did that on purpose. You know, they only kicked off 12 times. And I think they could have had three or four more kickoffs of that guy back there, kick returner, and which would have led into three plays and a punt, so therefore the punter would have had, you know, he would have had three or four more chances to punt. So he's a big bully up there, but, you know, that's what you got to get with those two sports.
It could have been a record-setting day for kick returns and for punts, but was not to be because Stoops, as you mentioned, was bullying again.
Well, he was. He was running the clock in the fourth quarter. How many times you get to punt 27 times in a ball game? I mean, this could have been a great day for that young kid. And then, you know, he squashed it like a rotten tomato up there, Stoops. He's a bully. You know, they're getting better up there in Oklahoma, and they got computers now, and they're doing some things up there. I saw, you know, we took a tour of their football campus, and they had their athletic facility with the computers in there, and they had the computer monitor was up on some cement blocks, and the numeric keypad went up to 6. So I think they're doing some great things up there with that program.
I think you're right, too. And, Coach, you know, he tried to make it, you know, he just didn't. Sometimes he didn't score as quickly as he could have to get the kicking team back on the field and get that punter back on
there. I never thought about that, yeah.
You know, sometimes ball control, running the ball, that's just bullying his way through the whole game like he did.
What an a-hole that guy is.
What a jerk.
He could have easily.
Mike Lupica's right.
He is right. The guy is single-handedly trying to keep a possible record-setting day from the Texas A&M punter from happening.
That's right, and kick return. Coach, you hearing any pot bangers up there in College Station?
No, I think Coach Fran has really endeared himself to the fans. And I think any time you can go up and keep a game, you know, several road games like that close, and you keep them within 40, 50, 60, 70 points, I think you really build the support of the 12th man, and that's what he's doing, and he knows that. And he's very frank with the media afterwards, and he just really tells it how it is. So I think they're really enjoying the new era up there at College Station.
You keep it within 40, 50, 60, 70.
Yeah. 70, well, he's getting 70. That job done. We got it. We kept it within
Nebraska.
80.
Nebraska.
Kept it within 80 this week.
And at least you have Texas coming up, and they're not playing very well right now.
Well, they're not. But, you know, it's a good thing. You know, those Texas fans, they've really stuck with their coach. You know, after the Arkansas loss and the OU loss, there wasn't anybody jumping off the bandwagon up there. They were behind Coach Mack, and that's what's great about the Texas fans. They're still there right now. So yeah, that's going to be a big game. And I was talking with the guys the other day, and they were talking about the Wrecking Crew. And I said, well, you know, somebody said that's the donut defense. They said that's the one with the big hole in the middle. Mm-hmm. That's one of those Coach Local jokes, right?
Whoa, Coach!
See, we didn't see that side of you when ESPN came.
We're coming out now. You get the lights on me, man. I cut it loose.
You sure are. I'll tell you, that Fox show was fun. You and Greg Hill cutting up that whole time.
I do like that. I'm waiting for y'all to start doing some stuff like Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long,
right,
some of that stuff.
Right.
When's that coming up?
Well, you know, apparently we're beating the crap out of College Game Day in the ratings. Hmm. So we'll start doing that. You know, instead of mascot heads, I think we're going to, you know, we'll get live animals in the studio and you know, fight with live animal mascots. We'll get that Baylor Bear in there. Maybe we can get old Mike the Tiger from LSU. And we'll have some, you know, like Fox likes to do, some man versus beast kind of stories.
That'd be funny. That'd
be good.
That's Fox. That's Fox for you right there.
Now, who would fight the bear?
Well, Greg Hill, he runs his mouth a lot. I think we might like get him out there. He can run around the studio a little bit, see if he can juke him out.
Well, speaking of College Game Day, you think they're coming to College Station anytime soon, the Game Day crew?
Well, they've been wanting to come all year. Apparently, their schedules haven't worked out. But, unfortunately, we're on the road this week. They might go to Mizzou. That's a big game this week, Texas A&M at Missouri. And, you know, you got a 4-6 team up there. I think two number 16s play real good quarterbacks. So, I think all the national attention will be up there at 11:30 a.m.
That's going to be big. That's going to be large. Well, Coach, thanks. You're taking a lot better than a lot of Aggies are this week. And, well, as well you should. I've heard your name mentioned just a few times. See, now you want to get rid of Coach Slocum? I guess they got what they wished
for. Slocum on a mobile. They didn't know what they had.
Yep.
Well, I mean, everything, they're going to get their comeuppance this weekend when Baylor goes up there and lays the wood to OU. They've done it all year long, and they just missed out right in the fourth quarter of a few games. So.
That's right. That's right.
I'd take the 57 points and go with Baylor.
You're taking the 57. Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here. Good luck up there in Mizzou this week with the Aggies, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Talk to y'all later.
All right. Coach Slocum on a mobile, brought to you every week right here on Sports Radio 610 by Gordon Richardson and Associates.